House will come to order. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Baker.
Excused.
Baker excused. Barlow.
Here.
Berger excused. Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Flickery.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird. Bird. Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Filer,
here. Freeman,
here.
Gay,
here.
Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Greer,
here.
Green,
here.
Halverson,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Hutchings,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Kirkbride,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Larson,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz. Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Pieperinen,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Simlick,
here.
Summers,
here.
Stebson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Walters,
here.
Watt,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Swanitzer Dan,
here.
Swanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
Bird,
here.
Bird excused. 57 present, 3 excused.
Our prayer today is offered by the Reverend Mark Martson, representing the First United Methodist Church, Cheyenne.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Our Lord in heaven, we give you such great thanks that we live in a great country where our government changes by elections, not revolutions. A country where we are able to work through our issues, our changes with wisdom, but not force. We give you great thanks, O Lord in heaven, that we live in a place where we take our responsibilities with pride, not burden. Our Lord, we give you great thanks that you may guide us with your wisdom, that this great state of Wyoming may build a place of wisdom with your guidance. Please help us to use our gifts that you have generously give us, our natural resources, our human talents, in the way that you have called us, to bring a higher glory to you and to take great joy in that. Through Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Representative Kirkbride, privilege of the floor.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. For another bright new week, we have another bright new page of the day. Please welcome my great niece, Maggie Kirkbride, age 8, a second grader at Davis Elementary here in Cheyenne.
Welcome to the house, Maggie. Today is duly special. As a perfect example of the miracle of our democracy, we've inaugurated a president as an example of a peaceful succession of power. And today, we also celebrate Wyoming Equality Day, a holiday to commemorate the life and legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. This day is a day for celebration and a day to remember how far we have come as a country to ensure equal rights for all. As a former member of the Wyoming Senate, Liz Byrd introduced legislation to recognize the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. in Wyoming. Her bill was signed into law in 1990, declaring the third Monday in January a Wyoming holiday to celebrate civil rights and equality for all. How fitting that Wyoming's holiday is named Wyoming Equality Day, given that throughout his life, Dr. King advocated equality for all. The Equality State is proud to celebrate Dr. King's birthday today. I will leave you today with one of Dr. King's many eloquent remarks. Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. Congratulations on celebrating Wyoming Equality Day. Representative Crone.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And it is an honor to have some students from Cody High School down here today, on Wyoming Equality Day. This group of students is on my left, your right. They represent Youth for Justice. They've been down to Cheyenne several times. Great group of students. They're going to be visiting with you in the lobby to educate you on several issues that they're concerned about. But great students and a super product of our K-12 system. So please join me in welcoming to the House the Youth for Justice kids from Cody, Wyoming.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Davison.
Privilege of the floor.
Please.
I just thought it was time to get up and remind you all that I hope you're taking care of yourself. A few years ago, I had an episode. They thought it was actually a stroke because I wasn't drinking enough water. Earlier this year, I had another episode, and it was dehydration. Just remember that you need to be drinking a lot of water, like 3 or 4 liters a day, that coffee doesn't replace it, and Coke doesn't replace it. Anything with caffeine dehydrates you more. So I just want you to make sure you take care of yourself. Several of us had colds and been sick since we got here. We need to really work on that, no matter how busy we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Davison. We're now at that order of business of Journal Committee report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January 18th, 2013 has been read and recommends that it be approved.
We're now at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill number 201.
House Bill number 201. As introduced by Representative Blevins.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to non-testamentary transfers of real property.
House Bill 201 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 202.
House Bill Number 202, as introduced by Representative Nicholas.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to district courts.
House Bill 202 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 204.
House Bill 204 is introduced by Representative Escobel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal procedure.
House Bill 204 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 199.
House Bill Number 199, and introduced by Representative Gay.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to tobacco taxes.
House Bill 199 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 208.
House Bill Number 208 is introduced by Representative Larson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education.
House Bill 208 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 187.
House Bill Number 187 is introduced by Representative Stepson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to campaign finance reporting.
House Bill 187 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 206.
House Bill Number 206, as introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public utilities.
House Bill 206 is referred to Committee 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 205.
House Bill Number 205 is introduced by Representative Northrup.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles.
House Bill 205 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 203.
House Bill Number 203, as introduced by Representative Harvey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to administration of government and health insurance exchanges and related functions under federal law.
House Bill 203 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. We're now at that order of business of reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 186, Tax Exemption for Natural Gas Filling Stations Equipment, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Eklund, Goggles, Kirkbride, Northrop, and Petroff. Those who voted nay were Blickery, Laux, Madden, and Semlich. And it's signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 188, Investment of Public Funds, Interest-Bearing Deposits, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representative Blickery, Eklund, Goggles, Kirkbride, Laux, Madden, Northrup, Petroff, and Semlich, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred as House Bill 149, State Mythical Creature, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representative Blevins, Davison, Freeman, Halverson, Crone, Piperinen. Those who voted no, Representatives Gay, Hutchings, and Yagi. Signed by Representative Davison, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 56, Wyoming Pollution Discharge Elimination System, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Greer, Kasperic, Larson, Lockhart, Reeder, Summers, and Winters, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred House Bill 62, Innocent Land Owner Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Greer, Kasperic, Larson, Lockhart, Reeder, Summers, and Winters, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill number 93, Medication Administration by Pharmacists, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Coleman, Filer, Green, Harvey, Reeder, Throne, Wilson. Those who voted nay, Representatives Barlow and Kasperic, signed by Vice Chairman Representative Green. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill number 94, Immunization by Pharmacists, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Coleman, Filer, Green, Harvey, Reeder, Throne. Those who voted no, Representatives Barlow, Kasparic, and Wilson. Signed by Representative Green, Vice Chairman.
We're at that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 36.
House Bill number 36, introduced by Representative Gingrey, an act relating to offenses against property.
House Bill 36 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 38.
House Bill number 38 from the Agricultural Committee, an act relating to water.
There is an amendment, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 38, and we'll explain the amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, I was the one that was questioning the clarity of this bill on first reading, and so I felt it was incumbent on me to get an amendment drafted. I have collaborated with all the parties that you would expect and agency heads that you would expect to have an interest in this. And this is the second rewrite of the amendment, and I think it makes it clear, much more clear, what this is trying to say. And what this is trying to say is that if the state engineer finds a situation in which multiple applications are made under multiple names, but they're really for one project and they're really to export water out of the state, then he can aggregate those. And the magic of aggregating those is that if they aggregate over 1,000, export of over 1,000 acre feet from the state in a year, then that can only occur with the approval of the legislature. So some people have played games with this, and by not having the power to aggregate them, the state engineer has, you know, they might all be for 998 acre feet. The state engineer hasn't had the authority to say, no, you can't do that except by consent of the legislature. So this gives him the aggregation powers that he needs. The other one did too, but this language is much more clear and much simpler, and I would urge your approval.
Any other discussion? We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 38. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The amendment is passed. House Bill 38 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42.
House Bill number 42 as introduced by Representative Gingrey, an act relating to land use planning.
House Bill 42 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 158.
House Bill number 158, as introduced by Representative Escobel, an act relating to motor vehicle registration.
House Bill 158, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 160.
House Bill number 160, as introduced by Representative Escobel, an act relating to vehicle sales and use tax.
House Bill 160 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. We're at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the consent list consisting of the following bills: House Bill 6, House Bill 49, House Bill 50, House Bill 57, House Bill 82, House Bill 86, House Bill 92, House Bill 115, and House Bill 119.
Are there any other bills that the body would like removed from the list? The reading clerk will read the consent list bills.
House Bill Number 6, as introduced by Representative Gingery, enacting to solid waste disposal districts, repealing limitation on reapportionment of board members, and providing for an effective date, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill Number 49, as introduced from the Management Council, an act relating to the legislature repealing archaic provisions regarding certificates of attendance and providing for an effective date, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill Number 50, introduced by the Management Council, an act relating to the legislature repealing archaic statutes requiring printed bills to be mailed to county clerks and providing for an effective date, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill Number 57 is introduced by the Management Council, an act relating to legislative compensation, clarifying provisions enacted in 2009 to be effective January 7, 2013, relating to the payment of the constituent allowance, repealing obsolete and inconsistent provisions and providing for an effective date, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill Number 86, introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to Child Protection Act, Children in Need of Supervision Act, and Juvenile Justice Act, providing that the court ordering out-of-home psychiatric residential treatment shall refer the matter to a multidisciplinary team for selection of a treatment facility, providing a determination of procedures and providing for an effective date, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill Number 92 is introduced by Representative Reeder, an act relating to crimes and offenses specifying the inclusion of 911 emergency reporting systems and false reporting offenses, creating the offense of abuse of 911 emergency reporting systems and providing for an effective date, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill Number 115 is introduced by Representative Greer, an act relating to wrongful death claims, providing for tolling of statutes of limitations upon filing of appointment of wrongful death representative, and providing for an effective date, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill Number 119 is introduced by Representative Gingery, an act relating to the Department of Family Services, repealing obsolete provisions related to transportation of children and payments to facilities, amending the Juvenile Justice Act and the Children in Need of Supervision Act to delete references to placement at the Wyoming State Hospital and Wyoming Life Resource Center, updating references to the food stamp program with references to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and providing for an effective date, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Wallace, Wallace, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 6, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 49, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 50, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 57, are there any changes? Semlick? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 86, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 92, are there any changes? Croker, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Coleman, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 6 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 115, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 119, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 6, 49, 50, 57, 86, 92, 115, and 119 have passed the House. We're at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 82, Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 82. I have to read the bill first. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
House Bill number 82, as introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to health insurance, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Now, Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Now I will move third reading amendment to number 1 to House Bill 82, and I will withdraw it at the appropriate time. I'm assuming all of you looked at the handout I passed out on Friday that I brought to your attention. The big reason I'm against this bill is because it does not increase competition, which is the purpose of purchasing insurance across state lines. The easiest way to understand what this bill does is it allows other insurance companies to sell insurance plans in Wyoming, but it puts all the rules and regulations on them so that they have to offer plans that are the same as the plans that are already being offered in Wyoming. So all it does is protect the couple of insurance companies that are here and limits competition by not allowing anybody to offer anything different than is being offered. There is another House bill coming that would allow citizens to purchase health insurance in other states that are different from what's being offered here in Wyoming. It's by having different plans that we get competition, and that's what will lower prices, not this bill. So please vote against this bill.
Any other discussion? Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker, I'm sorry. You know, there are two bills, and they deal with the same thing. This bill deals with a tool in our toolbox. It's a way that we can buy and sell insurance across state lines. In this bill are some consumer protections. Who wants to go and buy an insurance policy that says, I will pay for, or this policy will pay for, surgery, outpatient, inpatient, ambulance service, all of those things, and you think, yeah, I'm getting a full range here, it's great. But there's this tiny little clause down there that says, but you must use our preferred provider list. And guess what? It's all in that state south of us. This one provides the consumer protection that says that you have to disclose those kind of things. It also says that the insurance commissioner can deal with the issues. Because the other bill is a buyer beware bill. You can go anywhere you want, and you can buy anything you want. And then when you don't get what you thought you were getting, then what? This bill says that our insurance commissioner can go and talk to the other insurance company because they don't have jurisdiction in other states. But this at least allows that discussion to happen. Because you can go and buy insurance wherever you want. You can go online and buy insurance. But what consumer protection do you have? Or do you want it? Maybe what you really want is just a ghost plan that says, here, employees, here's your plan. Here are the things that it covers. And then from there, it becomes buyer beware. I don't want to do that to people. I think that if you're going to cross state lines and buy insurance, that the insurance plan, first of all, the insurance company needs to be licensed in the state of Wyoming. This bill does that. And by them being licensed in our state, then our insurance commissioner says, you can't do this or we'll jerk your license. So it gives us the opportunity. And I can tell you from some of the reading that I've done, that we're not the only states that are passing bills like this. In fact, today 6 have enacted it. And this article was kind of in a disparaging way saying, well, we don't think this might work because only 6 have passed it. Well, let me tell you why. It's because we all of the states have been so caught up with what does the ACA mean and what does it mean to us and what's it going to cost and what are we going to do about it. And so people haven't been concentrating on that. Now it's real. It passed the court muster. It's part of what we're going to have to do. And so the question is, what tools do we have to do something different or in addition to a federally mandated insurance exchange? I want the tools. If other states want to join with us, hey, hooray. In fact, that's going to be one of the things that you're going to be faced a little bit later on. But I think that we need this bill, and you know the other bill coming is compatible to this bill. It's not an either-or situation. I sat down with the insurance commissioner for over an hour, and we talked about both bills. They're compatible. They're not mutually exclusive from each other. But I think that I want this one that says someone will be able to speak for me if I don't get what I thought I was buying. Otherwise, it's just buyer beware, and good luck.
Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question for the good Chairman of Labor. So when I pull out both bills and set them side by side, they both are creating new statutes. They're creating 26-18-301, 302, 303, 304, 305, 306, 307. So altogether 7 new statutes being created. I'm not sure, and it's just a question, how they'll be compatible, because one is creating new statutes in the same exact part that the other one's creating. They seem to be in opposition. So I'm just wondering, if we pass both, are we expecting then the Senate to sort out a combination of the two or to pick one over the other? I'm just wanting some help on, should we go with 82 and that's the one to go with, or should we wait for this other one? I was just hoping for some more guidance, because they're not looking to be compatible. When you look at, if you just look at Section 1, it says the following statutes are created to read, and then if you pull the other bill that we're talking about, it says the same exact statutes are created to read. It's a whole new Article 3 in both. So I'm just wanting to make sure that we don't push this off on the Senate, I guess, to make this decision for us.
Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On against the amendment and in favor of the bill, Originally, we had both of these bills being heard on the same day, and then one of the bills was pulled. Some of the language is very similar on the statute's provisions. We can reconciliate the two bills to be passed later. The testimony within committee from the insurance commissioner was that we can go forward and pass both bills. They are not in conflict with each other. This bill allows others to come into our state. This bill provides consumer protection availability for people who want that availability. The other bill doesn't provide those availabilities for somebody. And if you want to pass both bills, we can go forward and pass both bills. And if somebody wants to use this bill to help them when it becomes law, then they can have the consumer protection availability available to them. The other bill, if they want to have the free market and buyer beware, then they'll have the opportunity to purchase health insurance from another state without those consumer protection availabilities. And then it will be on the individual if we go forward with both bills. So they are not in conflict with each other. We will still need to reconciliate some of the new statutory language. The concern with the other bill would be if there would be a race to the bottom. So therefore, I think by passing this bill, we will have consumer protection availability for people who are concerned. The other bill will not have that safeguard for people, and then they can make their own determination. So on against the amendment and for the bill.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm on and for the amendment and against the bill. With the statements that have been made, you know, this is, it probably could be considered another tool to use, Bill 82. However, in my opinion, it's not really the right tool. This is not going to do much more for us right now than the insurance that we have. And yes, it is full of consumer protections. However, the other bill is also contains those same consumer protections, except that 82 has a little bit more baggage on it and requirements that are not even required on insurance companies right now. So it will not be a cost savings to us. The other bill will allow us to go across state lines, to have the possibility to maybe get in other insurance pools. I don't think anybody knows that this is the real answer, but I believe as Wyoming citizens, this state needs an opportunity to go out and at least experiment to try to get maybe competition into this state. 82 will not create any competition. We have the McLaren-Ferguson Act, which is going to protect us. Insurance is delegated to the state's sole authority over the business of insurance, specifically taxation, regulation, and licensing of insurance. This is the reason every state must have a dedicated official for legal oversight of all insurance products, auto, health, life, supplemental, surplus lines of insurance, etc. The insurance commissioner is the dedicated official of every state. And to ensure consistent product regulation and consumer protections, every state belongs to the NAIC, which is the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. This organization requires every state to adopt the NAIC bylaws, specifically how consumer protections will be administered. Wyoming amended Title 26, and I don't know if you've had the opportunity to read Title 26, but it's 877 pages long, and it is our insurance code, and trust me, there are all kinds of consumer protections in Title 26. I believe that the other bill will give us what we need, and we will still have the consumer protections. Chapter 15, the insurance contract to comply with the process and recognizing the role of attorney generals in contract disputes and consumer protections is in that Title 26, Chapter 15. Every state's attorney general has authority over contract enforcement. All insurance products are contracts.
Therefore, insurance falls under the same protection as does purchasing an automobile out of state. It does not matter where the consumer lives. We all have the right to file a complaint and have it gone through courts through the legal process in every state. The only hiccup is that consumers must hire an attorney licensed to practice in that state for any legal representation. However, if you look, pull up any of the states on the website, look under consumer protection information regarding health insurance, and every one of them have a form and the Attorney General's contact and any kind of a complaint that you need to make against states. And the regulations that are put on these insurance companies, if they have a policy in one state, it's accepted in Wyoming. If you read Title 26, it actually states all the forms and procedures and processes and everything the insurance companies have to go through. So I really don't think we are giving away any of the consumer protections. They might have a seat belt, just like when you buy a car. Maybe it doesn't have a helmet, a roll bar, and all the other issues, but it would allow us to go out there and, I believe, create some competition in this state with the existing insurance companies. I will almost guarantee you that you will be approached, and the people that you will be approached that are against the other bill are going to be major insurance companies. Thank you.
Chairman Teeters.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I think the other bill is a great way to go as well, but I just need someone to clarify in the opposition to this legislation for me. My understanding is that it's going to create a situation where everyone operating inside and outside of exchanges are going to have to work on the same playing field, and I don't understand, if that's the case, how this bill eliminates competition. That's it. That's my one question.
Anyone else for the first time? Madam Minority, floor leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In response to the good comments from our colleague from the middle of the state, I think it's important to clarify that the Wyoming Attorney General, by statute, cannot represent individuals. If you have a contract dispute with your insurance carrier, if we don't have enforcement authority, and I don't believe that the other bill provides such enforcement authority, this bill does. The Attorney General does not enforce individual contracts. Only if there were a violation of Wyoming law could the Attorney General enforce somebody's claims. If you have an insurance contract from another state, our Attorney General can't help you. If there's not law in Wyoming that protects you. So I think that's an important clarification and some place where we frequently get confused about the role of our Attorney General. Thank you.
Representative Barlow.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the amendment, the first reading amendment to this bill actually placed exactly what the addresses exactly what the concern is. It does provide for the competition, and it is the same language as out of the other bill that they're referring to. So the competition language was drawn out of the bill that other folks are interested in and put into this bill. So folks, yes, there may be some additional consumer protection opportunities in this bill, but the competition language is verbatim out of the other bill. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would refer you to the bill, House Bill 82, on page 4, lines 12 through 15. This is an important part of this bill. The commissioner shall review any provider network requirements in the policy and may require modification to those requirements if the insurer lacks sufficient within-network providers in Wyoming. The second part that I would point you out to is on page 5, and this is talking about
down on lines 11 through 13, the commissioner shall have the authority to require an insurer to participate in the Wyoming Health Insurance Pool and make other payments of insurers under this code. So if you want to go out of state and buy insurance, that's okay. Those companies need to be licensed to sell in Wyoming. But the other thing that this does is if we fail this bill and pass the other one, our domestic insurance companies are going to have the additional burden of supporting our health insurer, our high-risk pool. And so they won't be taxed. They won't have any of those things that any of those obligations to the people that can't afford insurance today, the people that aren't eligible for insurance today. So, and that provision only lasts until January of 2014. But still, this bill would be enacted in July. So do you want out-of-state companies to sell insurance and our domestic companies or companies who are licensed to sell insurance to carry that burden alone? Just something to think about. I'm on and against the amendment and in favor of the bill.
Anyone else for their second time? Second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To answer the question that was raised, effectively this bill adds regulations that will require all insurance policies sold outside of the healthcare exchange to be treated the same as those inside the healthcare exchange, which eliminates the distinction and means that they can't offer something that's different, so they can't offer a plan that's different from what's being offered, so therefore there is no competition. I think the argument's been made. I would encourage you to vote against the bill, and at this time I will withdraw my amendment.
House Bill 82, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger, excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund. Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson. Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters. Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 21 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 82, having received a majority of an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 82 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 90.
House Bill number 90, as introduced by Representative Larson, an act relating to landowner liability, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There's an amendment. Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a friendly amendment. When House Bill 90 was brought up, it was pointed out that the recreational purposes includes, but is not limited to, hunting, fishing, swimming, boating, camping, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the good bringer of the bill made a comment wondering why mountain biking and horse riding was not listed in that list, and came up with the same question. In the southwest part of the state, we are blessed with an organization that allows recreation on its land. And in my community, a group of people have formed a nonprofit to where that they're allowing mountain biking. And they were limited to opening that to the public, even though it was on other people's lands, because of liability issues. If we add bicycling, mountain biking, horseback riding, and other equine activities as defined, those wonderful people that allow public access to their land will be protected under the law, and I would ask for your favorable vote on the amendment.
Representative Freeman, that was a marvelous explanation. Would you like to move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 90?
I would certainly enjoy that privilege, Mr. Speaker.
It's so moved. Representative Larson.
Mr. Speaker, growing up as a boy, my mom always told me that if I ate my broccoli because it was good for me, and the good representative from southwestern part of the state told me this amendment was good for me, I'm taking him at his word, but I do accept that as a friendly amendment, and I think that adding those terms to the definition doesn't impede or harm the intention of this bill at all, and will actually improve protection for private landowners as they allow the public to use private lands for recreational use. So I stand in support of the amendment and do accept it as friendly.
Anyone else for your first time? First time? Second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Freeman? Question having been called on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 90, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill number 90 has been adopted. House Bill 90 having been read three separate times. The question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickry.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Esquivel, aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 90, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 90 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 100. House Bill 100, go ahead.
House Bill number 100 is introduced by Representative Stubson. An act relating to vehicle registration fees be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 100 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickry.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings. Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill 100, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 100 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 116.
House Bill 116 is introduced by Representative Lockhart, an act relating to public lands be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 116, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen. Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Wallace, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill 116, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 116 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 144.
House Bill number 144 is introduced by Representative Connolly, an act relating to kindergarten readiness be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 144, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Esquivel. Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson. Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Wallace. Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Teeters, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Crone, aye to no. Coleman, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 26 aye, 33 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 144, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 144 has failed to pass the House. We are now on that order of business of consideration of bills on general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, there's one change on general file. House Bill 147 goes to the bottom of the list. Otherwise, general file is as listed on your yellow sheet for January 21st. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into Committee of the Whole.
You have heard the motion. All in favor of resolving into Committee of the Whole, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House is resolved into Committee of the Whole. Representative Greer.
Committee of the Whole will please come to order. You know, for a guy with a really good $10 haircut, I have an overwhelming sense of self-importance right now. Okay. Hey. All right. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 153. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 153, as introduced by Representative Throne, an act relating to the Interstate Compact on Juveniles, providing for appointment of the state public defender or a guardian ad litem to represent juveniles in accordance with the compact and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, the Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 153, Representation of Children in Compact Proceedings, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representative Baker, Connolly, Gingrey, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Walters, and Watt, signed Representative Gingrey, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? I recognize Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 153 do pass, and I turn the explanation over to the good representative from Laramie County.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill is a gap-filling bill in our guardian ad litem and public defender statutes. I will try and explain it quickly, but the explanation is a tad bit longer than the bill itself. Wyoming is part of the Interstate Compact on Juveniles, which is a process we use to return juveniles who perhaps have fled a jurisdiction as a criminal violation, or children who are abused and have fled a jurisdiction. It's a compact that Wyoming belongs to return children to their home states. The compact rules allow judges to appoint either attorneys or guardian ad litems. However, our public defender statutes, which also includes our guardian ad litem statutes, do not allow for our public defender's office to fulfill this need. We heard in testimony, and you will notice there's no fiscal impact. These cases are short and intense, but they don't require a lot of resources, and our public defender's office believes they can fulfill this important mission without any additional funding. The judges are not required to appoint counsel or GALs in these cases, but they have contacted the public defender and have the desire in some instances to appoint counsel. And I would ask for your favorable consideration and be happy to answer any questions.
Any Any further discussion? Okay, the question having been called, all those in favor of Representative or Chairman Greengreave's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises, report that to do so with a recommendation that House Bill number 153 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? House Bill 153 is passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 154. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 154 is introduced by Representative Throne, an act relating to public defenders, providing for public defenders to represent children in child in need of supervision proceedings, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 154, representation of children in the CHINS proceedings, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Connolly, Gingery, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Walters, and Watt, signed by Representative Gingery, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chair recognizes Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 154 do pass, and I turn over the explanation to the good representative from Laramie County.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is second in a package of gap-filling bills brought to us by our state public defender. This would allow the state public defender to represent children in what we call CHINS cases, a child in need of supervision. This is a juvenile court proceeding against a child under the age of 17 for running away, committing a status offense, or not following the rules of their parents or guardians. The Wyoming statutes, as well as federal cases, unlike the previous bill we discussed, require appointment of counsel in these cases. Unfortunately, our state public defender statutes do not allow the state public defender to represent children in CHINS proceedings. So that in this instance, an attorney is appointed, and the entire burden of the cost falls on the counties. So if the state public defender is able to represent them, they can absorb the cost, and again, they have existing resources to fulfill this need. And I would ask for your support and am willing to answer any questions.
Any further discussion? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Gingrey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so the recommendation that House Bill number 154 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? House Bill 154 passes the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 22. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 22 is introduced by Representative Gingrey, an act relating to crimes and offenses, revising definitions of, quote, serious bodily injury, end of quote, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 22, serious bodily injury, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Connolly, Gingrey, Halverson, Croker, and Crone. Those who voted no, Representative Miller, Walters, and Watt, signed by Representative Gingrey, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 22 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. Oh, and I will turn it over to myself to explain it. So we will commence with our second continuing legal education class this morning. This one, it'll take me a little bit to explain it. So most of you know assault is when, let's say I cock back my arm and I hold up my arm like I'm going to hit you. That's assault. I didn't actually make contact with you. Battery is when I actually make contact with you, so I've committed battery. And then there's simple battery, meaning I hit you, and maybe I caused a black eye, or I left a mark, or something. That's simple battery. That's a misdemeanor. To make it a felony, I have to leave enough damage that it's a permanent damage. So if I hit you so hard that now you can't walk straight ever again, that would be a permanent type damage. So you can see it's extremely hard to get to that point of permanent damage. The so what this all comes down to is the distinction between simple assault and battery and aggravated assault and battery. You'll hear people talk a lot of times about ag assault. Ag assault just simply means that the victim was hurt so bad that they had permanent damage. So then you look at the statute, and how do we define serious bodily injury? Because that's the term. To get it to an ag assault, you got to have serious bodily injury. Serious bodily injury means bodily injury which creates a substantial risk of death or which causes miscarriage, severe disfigurement, or protracted loss or impairment of the function of any bodily member or organ. It's that last part, the protracted loss or impairment, that the courts have said that means permanent. Well, here's where the problem comes in. You're determining the penalty that the defendant will have based on how well your victim heals. So if I hit a younger person, you know, 22-year-old person, that person probably will heal better than if I hit a 90-year-old woman. The 90-year-old woman probably will not heal as well. So it's all dependent on how well my victim heals as to what their penalty shall be. So, and I should also point this out. Serious bodily injury comes up in multiple statutes. Sexual assault statutes, you get an increased penalty if during the sexual assault you cause serious bodily injury. Well, here's where the problem comes in, is that should serious bodily injury just be permanent damage, or can it be other things? And some states have moved toward the concept of loss of consciousness. So that would be one idea, that if I hit you so hard that you lose consciousness, if I hit you so hard that it causes a concussion or a bone fracture or a wound requiring extensive suturing. Okay, so that's the whole concept of the bill. Now, we got into committee, and the committee did a really good job on this, and we started talking about it. And we actually ended up taking, and this is what you'll see in the standing committee amendment, we took out a wound requiring extensive suturing completely out. That got too hard to define. What is extensive? Is that 4 stitches? Is that 9 stitches? How big of a wound? So to make this simpler, we just took that out. Because what I'm really after, if you really need to know, is concussion and loss of consciousness. This year, and most of you know, and I do this in my real life in our office, we had a victim where she lost consciousness and she had a concussion. She was so amazed that the man who beat her could not be punished more because he didn't cause her permanent damage. But here she was hit so hard that she lost consciousness and had a concussion, but all we could do is a simple misdemeanor. So that's where I'm aiming toward. That's my goal, is loss of consciousness and concussion. I threw in bone fracture and a wound requiring extensive suturing because I found that in other states. But I'm finding both of those to have issues, and I'll tell you what the issues are. So in standing committee amendment, we took out the wound one completely. What we put in for the bone, because we got into a long discussion on, okay, so let's say you have a bar fight, and it wouldn't be the bones in the guy's hand hitting you, because that's the defendant. So we don't care about the bones in his hand breaking. But let's say you're down on the ground and they're kicking you in the ribs, or they step on your hand and break bones in your hand. There was some thought, well, you know, that's a bar fight. Maybe that's not, shouldn't be elevated up to the felony status, that that's just part of being in a bar fight. So the idea was to say only the big bones. And so initially the idea was the prosecutor that was testifying kept saying,
what he called long bones, but we couldn't really find a definition of long bones, so we stuck in head, arm, leg, or vertebral bone fracture. So that's the standing committee amendment. I'd ask for you to vote yes on that, but then I'm going to come back on committee of the whole amendment and have a different way of doing it. So unless there's any question on the standing committee amendment, if we could go ahead and do that one.
Okay, we are on the standing committee amendment. Number one, Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a thought. I don't know if it's the cold medication or I'm actually listening. But relative to this, a scenario where a person is inflicted with bodily damage causing serious injury, and it's as a result of a vehicular accident. Explain to me how this would apply or not apply.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure if that would apply. So let's say someone plows into your vehicle. I'm not sure that this is more someone actually fighting you, coming up and hitting you. I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that one. That's a good question. I'm not sure if vehicle on vehicle would have any applicability. Unless, like, I saw you walking down the street and I really don't like you and I ran you over. maybe that would, I guess, would be assault and battery. Yeah. But anyway, if there's no other question, maybe we could do a standing committee amendment.
Okay, we are. Any further discussion on standing amendment? Nope. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question on the fact that you've got concussions and in this. Is that a reflection of what we've learned more recently of the consequences of concussion that we didn't have in years past? Because at least from my observation, that issue is ramping up as a more serious thing than a lot of us grew up with. And so my question is, did that influence you on the standing committee amendment and the putting concussion in there?
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Definitely. The concussion, and you know, we've tried this in the past in court to argue that a concussion is potentially a permanent injury. That's a hard argument to make, but I think what the good chairman of Minerals is expressing is something that people are starting to discover, that when you have multiple concussions, they start to add up and start to have an effect.
Representative Kasparek.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess my question is the definition limited too much? There's so many bones that you can break that are going to cause serious injury. A person get kicked in the ribs and cause a collapsed lung and potential prolonged problems. A person can have their sternum fractured and damage the heart or lungs. So I think we're on the right track, but are we capturing everything that needs to be captured that can cause serious injury? And the other question is, can we really know exactly what injury is going to cause some kind of a permanent or serious bodily injury?
Representative Coker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Responding to that last question, being on the committee, that topic kind of came up. I would encourage you to support the bill as written, because there was a lot of concern that if we expanded broken bone too much, then you get two guys that are in a bar fight and one of them breaks a pinky and now it's a felony instead of a misdemeanor. And I think it's prudent to proceed the way we have it written, and if we need to come back and amend it and add one or two more exceptions, I think we can do that down the road. But this is definitely a step in the right direction where we were being careful not to go too far.
Okay, we're still on standing committee amendment number one. Any further discussion? Question having been called, all those in favor of standing committee amendment number one, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Standing committee amendment number one has been adopted. We are back on the bill. I understand we have a committee of the whole amendment, and the chair will recognize Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, so now I'll move committee of the whole amendment, and this one actually fixes some things. When we did this in committee, our grammar was messed up, so we actually said in the standing committee amendment, bodily injury means a cause, which makes no sense. So what this one does is cleans up our grammar. First of all, it says serious bodily injury means, and then it goes through what it means, and then it goes to which causes a substantial risk of death. So A, we need to do this one just because it cleans up our grammar. And number two, what this one does is we started having a long discussion after committee that we had put arm and leg, and it turns out arm is defined from the shoulder to the wrist, but leg is defined as from the hip to including the full foot. So I decided the better thing to do here was just to list the bones that we're talking about. So now it would just read, serious bodily injury means a fracture of the skull, and I'll just tell you that one real quick. A common one you'll see a lot of times is the orbital bone broken, where the person's eye is falling out. Femur, tibia, fibula, patella, the kneecap, humerus, the radius, the ulna, or vertebrae. So then, and then the good ones, loss of consciousness and concussion. Okay, so that's the committee of the whole amendment. I would urge you to vote for that, and I may urge you to come back on second reading, because I think we need to have a discussion. I wouldn't mind, you know, there's a few different ways to go with this. Either take out all the bones and we just do loss of consciousness and concussion, or we get into what the good representative from Gillette was talking about earlier. Are there other bones that we need to be discussing, or do we go back to the original of just any bone fracture? And I'm indifferent on all of that. What I'm really asked for is the loss of consciousness and the concussion. So at this point, I'd ask you to vote for the committee of the whole amendment, but I would welcome any second reading amendments that you think would improve on the bone part.
We're on committee of the whole amendment number one. Any further discussion? Hearing none, you've heard the motion on the standing, or excuse me, on the committee of the whole amendment number one. All in favor, please say aye. Opposed? Okay. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on the bill. Is there any further discussion on the bill? Representative Nicholas.
Thank you. If it please the floor, I'm rising in opposition to this bill. If you look at the definition of seriously bodily injury, the whole purpose of having this is if you have a reasonable likelihood of miscarriage, serious permanent disfigurement, or substantial or risk of life, like you almost died. This bill literally changes the whole concept of what serious bodily injury is. If you're on a football team and you take out someone a little bit too aggressively and give them a concussion, under this bill you just committed a felony. Whether you're in junior high or in sixth grade or in high school or in college. And I would submit to you that having a concussion or a slight loss of consciousness is pretty darn common. You can trip on, if someone pushes you in a shoving match and you fall down and you hit your noggin and you're out for about 5 minutes or 5 seconds, this says that's a felony and you're going to jail. And I would submit that if you're arguing that if you have a concussion or a significant loss of consciousness, and over a period of time it's demonstrated, or a month or a year or whatever it is, that you have permanent ramifications because of that, and those permanent ramifications have permanently disabled you or caused some serious injury, then you can prove that. You bring a doctor, you have them testify in court, you say, this isn't just a concussion. Concussions are common. You know, if you're working on a ranch during the summer, you're likely to have one almost guaranteed. So my point is that this is changing the whole concept of what we're doing. And I understand the conception of it and that we don't want to have concussions and we want to treat them in a way that we don't worsen injuries. But I would say that the overbreath of this is just, it's just way too much. As a lawyer and doing lots of various cases, you have folks that say that, gosh, I got knocked out, I had a concussion. It's really whether, and then you end up hiring a psychologist or a neuropsychologist that comes in and says, yeah, there's there may or there may not be some damage here, but there's no real way to document it. With this bill, all you have to do is say, I was knocked out, and you're guilty of a felony. I think it's going in the wrong direction, and I just don't think it's the way we ought to do it. Thank you.
Okay, we are on House Bill 22. Is there any further discussion? Chairman Gingrey.
Just to address the issue of elements of the crime, the good speaker just made it sound as if all you had to do was prove serious bodily injury and suddenly you had been convicted. The serious bodily injury is just one element of multiple elements in the crime. So serious bodily injury comes up in numerous different cases. For example, sexual assault, if the person is raped with inflicting sexual intrusion and you cause serious bodily injury, then that rises the amount. In aggravated battery, is example with football, you have to show one of the elements is under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life. You also must also show that you intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly did that. So there's multiple elements of the crime. Just because one element has been satisfied doesn't mean you jump to that point. The bigger issue here is when you have a victim who comes in who has been beaten by a live-in boyfriend and who says, I don't understand why he's not getting a tougher penalty. And you have to say, we're not getting a tougher penalty because you weren't hurt enough. All that happened to you was you lost consciousness. All that happened to you was that you got a concussion. We need more damage the next time he beats you up. That's not what I want to have to say to a victim ever again. I would urge you to vote for the bill.
Any further discussion on House Bill 22? Representative Nicholas.
Thank you. Just in response to the good representative from Teton County's argument, I would suggest that you're looking at the forest, the trees over the forest. If you take one situation and put in an anecdotal story about it, it'll all make us feel bad. That's not what this bill does, and I think it's a slight misrepresentation of what this bill does. If you have the intent to harm somebody on a football field and to knock him out, and your buddy says, go knock him out, now you're a felon. And I would further submit that there are multiple other laws addressing live-in situations and having domestic fights that have quite significant penalties. And so that's not the full story. So once again, I rise against the bill.
Any further discussion on House Bill 22? Okay. Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Gingrey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, that to do so with a recommendation that House Bill 22 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Who's opposed?
No.
Pursuant to House Rule 6-6B, the bill having failed a voice vote, a standing division vote is required. All those in favor, please stand. All those opposed, please stand. Having failed a standing division vote, a roll call vote is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger excused. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Blickry.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
No.
Brown, no. Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Petroff.
Piperinen. No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 22 aye, 37 no, 1 excused.
Pursuant to House Rule 6-6B, House Bill 22, having failed a roll call vote, is indefinitely postponed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Committee of the Whole begs leave to rise and sit again at 2 o'clock.
Before we hear that motion, I request committee announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There'll be a chairman's meeting tomorrow afternoon upon adjournment in room 302 to discuss assignment of bills for the 28th and also to discuss any issues that the chairman may have in organizations. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, there'll be a breakfast meeting with the freshmen to answer any questions that the freshmen may have and also to evaluate our training program to see if there are things that we can do to improve the training program. So that's tomorrow morning at 8:30 in B63.
Chairman Blickery.
Mr. Chairman, your committee number 7 corporations will meet upon noon recess today in room H18. To discuss House Bill 98, County Fees, and House Bill 113, Regulatory Review and Rescission.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will hear Senate File 104 tomorrow, Tuesday, January 22nd, 10 minutes upon adjournment in the Appropriations Room 204. And like all hearings in the Appropriations Room and our JAC Room, the proceedings will be broadcast live on the Internet and recorded. And I would just say that the schedule will be a little tighter in the afternoon. We'll allow up to 1 hour for folks to speak against the bill and up to another hour for folks who want to speak in favor of the bill. Might not be that much testimony. And then I'm hoping approximately about an hour to actually work the bill. So we'll put a limit on the time of this meeting, approximately 3 hours. So that's 10 minutes upon adjournment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment today in room H17, where we will consider House Bill 125, Interstate Purchase of Health Insurance, and then a change in the order. It would be House Bill 15, Violent Injuries Reporting Requirements, and finally, House Bill 146, Athletic Training Licensure.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet upon noon recess right now in room 302. And we will be hearing House Bill 133, Human Trafficking, to consider the substitute bill. House Bill 178, Sexual Assault Disclosure. House Bill 190, Public Defender, Fee Schedule and Indigency Standard. House Bill 167, Judicial Retirement Age. House Bill 151, Uniform Trust Code Notice of Claims. And I'll go ahead and just tell you tomorrow, too. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., we're doing House Bill 175, juvenile citations, notification by law enforcement, House Bill 197, summary procedure for distribution of decedent's property, House Joint Resolution, private property protection. And then at noon, we'll take up House Joint Resolution 4, Foreign Law Prohibition, House Bill 193, Child Custody Enforcement, and House Bill 67, Criminal Defenses.
Okay, we have before us the Distinguished Majority Floor Leader's motion that the Committee of the Whole rise. Before we get there, Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Proceed.
Today, upon noon recess, the MLK march is going to conclude in front of the Capitol building with a brief ceremony, a couple speeches, and some very important competition awards will be given for essays. I think for all of you that do not have an engagement for lunch, it would be very interesting for you to go down and very informative for you to go down and see the young people who have written these essays and are receiving these awards and support this event. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Byrd. Okay. Now we have before us Majority Floor Leader's motion that the Committee of the Whole rise and sit again at 2 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? It passes.